This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And let's talk a little Yankee baseball. Our buddy Bob Clappish covers the team, NJ.com. And Bob's been around the block in this city for years covering the baseball, Yankees, Mets, the league in itself, and no one does a better job than Bob Clappish. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing great, and right back at you. Happy 2026.
All right. Let's start going back to 2025. Bob, where did it go wrong? If Brian Cash, you're going to get into the head of Brian Cashman, of which you try, you know, on several occasions to do, and are damn good at it. But if you're into the mind of one Brian Cashman, at what point in the 2025 Yankee season, where was it that, is it strictly the Blue Jays? Or was there something that if he could go back and fix it, what would it be?
That's a great question. I mean, the Yankees themselves as an organization have completely remade the definition of success. You know, look, all you need now is 90, 95 wins, get yourself a good position in the playoffs, and then just hope for the best. And I know that upsets a lot of Yankee fans because it has lowered the standard for success. But unfortunately, there's just no other way for the Yankees to rationalize what's going on other than they just have had bad luck. Now, you could say the playoffs are a crapshoot. For the most part, that's true, but the Dodgers have just proven them completely wrong. They've won three championships in this decade already. We're barely halfway through. So I think the Yankees have to at some point make up their minds that, you know, being a good regular season team, drawing well in attendance, getting good ratings on YES, and finishing with, you know, 93, 95, 96 wins, 98 wins, is simply not good enough. And I don't know what exactly their game plan is for the winter. I mean, the fact that they've done nothing significant so far, and here we are at New Year's, is surprising to me. I thought that they would have a plan B ready. If it is, I haven't seen it. If there is one, I haven't seen it. They have really put all their chips in on signing Bellinger or Kyle Tucker, and their people in the organization who don't think either one is going to happen. And they just don't, they think that the market for Bellinger is right now, or what Horace is asking for, is just way too high, and that they're not going to touch Tucker's salary demands either. So they better have a good plan B, because right now it looks like they're all in on one of those two free agents, and I'm not sure they're going to get either one.
If either Bellinger or Tucker does not sign in the Bronx, I would think either the trade route, is there maybe a Stephen Kwan in their mind, or is it Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones? Do they go inward? And like you said, we don't know what their plan B is. We didn't know what it was until Soto signed last year. But what does your gut tell you? Do they go within? Do they give Dominguez a shot? Was the signing of Grisham and the qualifying offer as high as it was that protection against exactly what we're going through right now? I mean, what could
be? Exact-
yeah, go ahead.
You're 100% right. That's exactly what it was. Giving Grisham, creating a safety net with Grisham allows them to survive Bellinger going elsewhere. Allows them to accept the fact that they're not going to pay for Tucker. They like Grisham. They don't think that it was an outlier. His numbers can't, are repeatable in their minds. And frankly, they're really, really high on Spencer Jones. I mean, they love the kid. They think he's done everything necessary. He's got the tools, the makeup, the size, the athleticism, the charisma. They're not saying he's going to be a the next Aaron Judge, but they say they see similarities there. And frankly, they think he's earned it. So if Bellinger doesn't come back, the next move will be to anoint Spencer Jones as the next generation superstar. And Dominguez, and getting to your point about Dominguez, they like him. They think he has earned a shot as well. You know, he's certainly got some deficits, you know, hitting from one side of the, hitting from the right side, and that has to be addressed. But they like him as well. The Yankees are not going to feel devastated if Bellinger leaves and they have to go with Jones and Dominguez. I strongly believe that they believe it's survivable.
Interesting. Bob Klapisch, NJ.com, joins us on the Yankees. As far as Imai is concerned, you know, we keep hearing there's no connection there. His date is January 2nd. It's tomorrow. I guess it's on Friday, right, that he's got to post. So will we know in the next couple of days where this pitcher from Japan's going to end up, Bob?
Yeah, and I have not heard any traffic. I'm not aware of any traffic between him and the Yankees. I just don't think the Yankees are in on that. They're so focused elsewhere, like we were just talking about on Bellinger and Kyle Tucker. I would be shocked right now if the Yankees pull a rabbit out of the hat with MI. I don't see it. I haven't heard it.
Interesting. As far as Cole coming back, we know that'll be sometime maybe in May. Rodon, early May. Cole, late May into June. The first couple months, using the Yarboroughs of the world, the Will Warrens of the world, any concern there that this team with the American League East, right now Toronto making moves, Baltimore making moves, Boston I don't think is through making moves. Right now, as you look at the American League East, can the Yanks afford for the first couple of months, no Volpe, although some people may consider that a blessing, but with some of the top of the line pitching being out and Fried coming off a season where he threw more pitches and more innings than he ever has, is there any concern at the beginning of the year that they could slip behind some of these much improved teams in the American League East?
Oh, very, very much. There's a great deal of concern. And Hal Steinbrenner himself says we've got to get through the first 6 weeks. There's no question the Yankees can find themselves in a hole. I think a lot of it depends on the team's demeanor and mood in spring training, and I'll be there in a few weeks to see what's what. But the Yankees have been pushing this big rock uphill now for almost a decade. I mean, you know, I remember in 2017, 18, 19, there was something building there, and there was this great sense of optimism that, you know, that another dynasty was building. And, you know, one disappointment after next unfolded, you know, 20, 2020, 21, 22, the disaster in 23. And I just get to feel the feeling that the weight of these setbacks, one October after the next, of just not making it, just having a good regular season, then finding someone in October who's better than them, who's more athletic than them, who's luckier than, whatever you want to say. The Yankees have always run into the same problem every October. Now here we are going to 2026, and they still haven't won a championship. And I'm just wondering if the weariness, you know, of doing the same thing every single year and feeling the disappointment of not breaking through is going to get to this team. I don't know. And again, a lot of it depends on the leadership they get from Judge and from Boone. But at some point, I mean, they're all human beings, and I just feel there's this organizational fatigue. And again, it's just my sense, you know, mm-hmm. having been around this team a long time, that it's just not the same as it was between, let's say, 2017 and 19, when the Yankees really were surging. Something great was really building there. I don't get that feeling anymore. So how they perform in April, I think in a large part will determine how this organization feels about itself. You know, the sense of, okay, here we go again. No matter what we do, we're going to win another 95, 97 games, and we're just going to get face planted again in October. I don't know yet. And it really, that's one of the most overriding themes of the 2026 seasons, is where the Yankees are in the greatest scheme of things.
What are the Dodgers doing right that the Yankees are doing wrong, Bob?
Well, I mean, Ricky, you have to understand the game is cyclical. I mean, sometimes dynasties come and go, and it's just the Dodgers' time. I just don't know if the Yankees are doing anything wrong. It's just that the Dodgers are spending everything. They have this incredible connection to the Japanese market that the Yankees can't touch. And it's not just the Yankees. I mean, the Dodgers have it over everybody, over all the 29 other teams. Geography first. The Dodgers are going to outbid and outmaneuver the Yankees for any talent that comes out of Japan, simply because, first of all, Ohtani, I mean, you know, what a recruiting tool that is. And second of all, they're closer to Japan. The weather's better. They're on an incredible streak as an organization. Look, they are willing to spend anything and everything, and they're leveraging that to pick up superstars everywhere. And I don't know if you'd say the Yankees are doing anything wrong. The Yankees are just another very good team in the big leagues right now, whereas, you know, earlier in my career when they were the dominant team, you know, between 96 and the early 2000s, they have lost that momentum. They're still a really good organization. They make a ton of money. They are intelligently run. Everybody respects them. Nobody has a bad word to say about the Yankees because they never have a burnout year. They never crash out. They put a really good product on the field. But they are not, there's nothing that separates them now from the other good teams, whereas the Dodgers are head and shoulders above everyone else, and there's no disputing that.
Bob Klapisch, NJ.com. 2027, from everything we have heard, and more of this comes out every day, the collective bargaining agreement, a salary cap, a salary floor. We've been down this road before for years with the, you know, the Orzas of the world and the Don Fears of the world. And where are we, Bob? Do you think after this season is over that the owners do get together and put up a united front? Or are we just going right back down the same rabbit hole that we were just a few years ago?
Ricky, I've been covering this game a long time, as you mentioned earlier on, and I've never sensed that the two sides have ever been as far apart as they are right now. I mean, if you forced me to guess as to whether or not there's going to be a 2027 season, I would say the odds are really, really against it. Both sides are dug in. Both sides have decided this is the war. This is the war of wars, and we are going to win it. That's what the players are saying, and that's what the owners are saying, and I don't see any room right now for compromise. Again, these things usually get settled at the last minute or X number of days or weeks after a labor dispute. Everybody talks tough early on. I mean, we're still a year out. But the kind of dialogue I'm hearing, the rhetoric I'm hearing, is extremely radical and extremely confrontational and oppositional. It looks like both sides are hunkering down for a long, long dispute, and I've heard people say, there's not going to be a baseball season in 2027. It's that serious.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Interesting. Are the players getting the war chest ready to go to help out guys that aren't making, you know, all those preparations that they made just a few years ago? Are we hearing about things like that? Contingency plans?
Well, the rich players can afford it. They're the most militant of all.
Right.
I mean, it's the way it is. The have and the have nots in the big leagues. And I mean, Scott Boras's client list, I mean, they're ready to go to war because, frankly, they can afford it. I mean, whether or not the rank and file are behind them, that remains to be seen. And that's what the owners are hoping for, that eventually a long dispute and the cutting off of the spigot of the paychecks is going to affect the lower rung of players. And then you'll find the fracture, you know, in whether or not the players are unified or not. Mm-hmm. That's the owner's strategy, is to break the union, make them hold out, make them live without a salary for a good long period of time, and eventually they'll come around. I'm hearing the players themselves say that they're ready for this, that they've all made preparations. They've all been prepped by their representatives. Get ready. The union is solidly behind them. Again, the talk is pretty tough, and if you love baseball, it's concerning. 2027 does concern me.
All right. We have discussed we're talking to Bob Klapisch on the Yankees and Major League Baseball, what may or may not happen after the season. Let's get back to the 2026 season as we are wiping away 2025 tonight and looking at it at least in a positive eye for 2026. If the Bellinger move does not come to fruition at the winter meetings in Orlando just a couple of weeks ago, and you were there just a few feet from me, and you heard Brian Cashman on a couple of occasions, the one piece, Bob, that has some value right now and some interest from other teams is Jazz Chisholm Jr. There's something about Jazz, and I don't know if it's personality driven, some of the things that have happened on the field, but I get a sense that there's a divide between the Jazz Chisholm type of player and the Yankees. Is that safe to say that if he stays, they won't sign him to a long-term deal? And is it also safe to say that he is the piece that they could possibly use in a trade if a plan B is necessary if Bellinger doesn't come back?
That's such a great question. And because you really kind of hit on an important point in the Yankees business model for 2026, because Chisholm, he satisfies the argument on both sides. Can he play? Is he an athlete? He sure as hell is. And he's a great athlete. And he can hurt you from, you know, he can hurt opponents from the left side of the plate. He's got power. He's got the perfect swing for Yankee Stadium. But, you know, the other camp says this guy will hurt you internally because he's immature. He lacks focus. He's undisciplined. And he'll do and say things that'll make you cringe and could hurt the clubhouse chemistry. All of that. All of those things are true. Both things can be true at the same time. He's a great player, and he's also a good kind of player that gets managers fired. Now, the Yankees are definitely open to moving him. I mean, they're listening to offers, and I think, of course, they're waiting on Bellinger. They can afford to wait, as far as vis-a-vis Jazz. They don't have to make a decision on right now. Mm-hmm. But he is one possibility to go out and get a piece, an important piece, should they miss out on Bellinger. I like Jazz, and I know you do too. Everybody likes him. But there are times, man, he just does things on the field. I don't know if he pays attention all the time, and he says things in the clubhouse that are just not productive. They're not constructive. If you're a member of the organization, if you're one of those guys in the clubhouse, you say, man, Jazz, I wish you would just tone it down a little bit, just a little bit. But that's who he is. I mean, that's who he is. And the Yankees knew that when they got him, that this guy was a wild card. He was a rogue player. But two things worked in his favor. One, the Yankees were convinced that a judge could keep him in line, which to a large degree was true. And second of all, he can play. He's a good player. He's a really good player. I mean, the Yankees had the same red flags about Alex Verdugo. Everyone around him said, you know, watch out, watch out. You know, he's late for every meeting. He just doesn't pay attention. He's not a good team player, not good in the clubhouse. Judge brought him in to a certain degree. He was able to rein him in. But ultimately, Verdugo was just not a good player, not the player they thought they were getting. Jazz is different. Jazz can really earn his keep as a player. And I think that's one of the reasons that the Yankees are torn about what to do with him.
That's going to be very, very interesting. The biggest threat to the Yankees in the American League East is who?
Oh, it's got to be Toronto. I mean, they've got a ton of momentum and they've got a ton of talent. They really believe in themselves. They came within and out of beating this Dodger monolith. I mean, you have to respect them. I know the Yankees won just as many games as the Blue Jays last year, but the Blue Jays owned them. There's no question they're the better team, and I think they have to be respected to a great degree in 2026 as well.
I agree with you, and you know, they're not done yet. Right? They've got a lot of money. You know, the Rodgers people got a taste of winning. That city got a taste of winning. They, like you said, they were an inch away, a Kiner Falefa lead away from winning the World Series, and that organization is going to be back hot and heavy in 2026. Bob, I can't thank you enough, my friend. Have a healthy and happy new year. I'll see you in Tampa in a matter of what? I guess maybe 6 weeks or so, more or less. For
6 weeks, I'm looking forward to it, Ricky. Yeah, really am.
Pitchers and catchers, and we'll see. Look, you made it very, very clear. The Yankees have one objective right now. It's Cody Bellinger. And if that doesn't happen, and I think a lot of Yankee fans, Bob, are taking it for granted that Bellinger's going to come back, that in the end, and even myself, but sometimes I get the rope is, you know, you reel me back in with some reality sometimes because I don't think the Yanks will go above and beyond and spend, you know, DJ LeMahieu or Jacoby Ellsbury type money for Cody Bellinger, Bob. I just don't think so either.
I don't either. I think they have a very sober understanding and appreciation for what Bellinger can do. I mean, he's a really, really good player, B+, A- player. But is he a generational star? The answer is no. Mm-hmm. But he's represented by Scott Boras, who wants generational star money for him. And the two sides are at an impasse right now. They're far apart. And I knew this thing was going to go into January. There's no question. But I'm hearing that they're not close. You know, if they're close on money, they're not close on years. And, you know, Bellinger is worth a lot, a good portion of that. But I'm not sure the Yankees are convinced that he's worth all of that. And that's where we are right now.
Happy New Year, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Ricky.
It's Bob Klapisch, NJ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.